Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, dear listener. Thank you so much for downloading this podcast. This would not be spouting out in your ears if it weren't for our fabulous sponsors. Indulge me for just a few seconds, please. Thank you to 34sp.com. They are web hosters. Oh, and also, if you use the code TLNA, you get 3 months free at 34sp.com. Big up the Gregorian! Richard Gregorian, of course, gelaw.co.uk. We're giving away some prizes at the moment on the show, and he paid for them. So thank you very, very much indeed. James and Mark Sommers from SommersWasteSolutions.com, the one-stop place for all of your waste needs. They can save you money and... here's the thing, they can probably make your company greener as well. SommersWasteSolutions.com. And finally, Nick and Zeus and the team at Poseidon Safety Management. Check them out on Twitter at Poseidon Safe. They're getting a little bit fruity on there. I suspect they'll be booted off at some point. They are making Devon and Cornwall safer. Ladies and gentlemen, on with the show.
Right, we're
we
business.
Can let them in. We can let them in. We can let them in.
They this won't is... have noticed.
Here we go. Oh, is Dick short for Richard? Did not know that. Oh, no, I've lost them. What? There we go. There we go. There we go.
This is exciting.
Oh, God, honestly.
I love what you did there. Pretending not to know what you were doing just to build up the suspense. Hey!
Just... oh, yeah. Terrible. Just as it said, Dick and Dom are waiting, I deleted all of the computer settings that I needed. Ouch. And I couldn't get any of them back. I'm having to do everything on my computer, Dick, and I don't really know what I'm doing.
Well, it's working. Now, Dom, on the other hand, doesn't know.
Hang on. And,
at all.
And they can't hear you. Hang on.
There he
Hang
is.
On. I need
there
to.
He is. Hello.
He's got a casual jacket on.
Oh,
you've got a nice casual jacket on.
No. It's cold. I didn't put the heating on. It suddenly got cold.
Dom, I have to say, I don't know what the rules are for people in your position, but we can see evidence of a muscle relaxant next to you.
It's fine. It's the really really expensive brand look.
Oh, delicious.
every corner shop.
I can beat you. I can beat you. I'm on Morrison's very own Suave at £4.25 a bottle.
Goodness me.
And you celebrities, really.
You two are ridiculously well lit and well made up, and you got nice set dressing. I've moved that pot plant from the kitchen to here. You. And I rehung this. Ian, you would have seen this in the BBC at the Southall lift.
Yes.
That plan of TV Centre used to be there.
Did you nick it?
I bought him that for his 40th birthday.
My birthday.
Aww.
I like that Beatles picture.
I love that
Pete well.
Beatles
that.
Picture.
That's from the Albert Docks. I nicked that as well.
His background beats mine, doesn't it? I've got the boiler cupboard just here.
I'm trying to work out what your DVDs are. You've got Kez.
A selection of 1990
Human Traffic.
And tapes.
Yeah, E.T., Goonies, with Neil and I, you know, the odd couple, always a winner. Pink Panther films.
Can you do me a favour, Dick?
Yes.
Can you just, without even looking, pick one of those records out at random so we get a real glimpse as to who you are?
At random. Don't plan it.
He's picking a good one.
I'm not looking at it. There you go. Happy Monday.
Oh!
Twisting your melon.
That is a surprise.
Kjall the Kjops.
Look at the price of that. That was in whatever year it was. $11.99 for a 12-inch.
Blimey.
It's lovely to hear both of your voices together again on another platform. It's lovely.
Thank you.
Well, I can't remember because I used to take a lot of drugs. But where did we meet before? Was it on Rise? Did you come on Rise? Or was it Liquid News or something that we...
No. It was Rise.
Was it?
It was Rise, yes.
Because I've got a weird memory for everything now. So you were presenting and your guest presenter was Kate Lawler.
Yeah.
Or co-presenter with Kate Lawler, she said something about an aeroplane blonde, her collar doesn't match her cuffs, and got in a bit of trouble with it. That's but anyway, right. we were there. It was just before The Bungalow was about to start on BBC One.
Wow. So let me give you two more things that Kate got in trouble for on that show. One, for saying Hitler was a great leader. And two, for revealing the end of The Matrix 3 before it had been released in cinemas.
Oh, flipping it. Which is worse?
Brilliant.
So Ian, the thing about Dom is he keeps things like that in his memory for forever.
Wow. Like Ian,
back catalogue of anything we've done, Dom.
Ian, we did a corporate together. You were hosting. We came on stage.
Oh God, I had a very faint attempt at a goatee. Matt Lucas and David Walliams came on. It was basically selling videos worldwide, wasn't it?
It was a BBC Worldwide convention.
And I got to introduce, I got to interview Michael Palin.
Jesus, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, I was...
I forgot Lucas and Williams were there as well. Bloody hell.
Yeah, I was very ill. I was very ill at that point. That was not a good...
bad time?
That was the year after Rise, I think.
Yeah.
And that was the tail end. Do we want to go there?
Let's go there. We're there.
That was like when I was really trying to stop taking drugs and could not stop taking drugs. And I was
before we carry on the conversation.
Yes.
Is this streaming now?
Yeah.
Oh God, yeah, we're on. Yes, we're live.
At least you can compartmentalise your kind of roller coaster.
Yes.
Ours is just one big mashup.
How are you doing? So listen, now you have got an app out. Let's do some business and let's do some selling.
Do some promoing.
Let's do some promoing. What is this app that you've got?
So we were approached by a company
Dom
called...
Dom doesn't look sure.
Look at Dom's face.
He's like, I don't know what it is.
It's Grace Hammer. So
we were approached by a company called Snoozle App, who've already got an app out there. And they said, do you fancy doing a wake-up app? And we were like, what does that mean? And basically, it's me and Dom doing little comedy skits every morning instead of your alarm clock.
Yes, please.
But we've recorded hundreds of them.
What's it called?
Wake Up with Dick and Dom.
If you download it, though, you don't get access to all of them. So basically, they refresh it every morning. So you don't know what it's going to be. They randomly select one, but every morning it's a new one. So we've done hundreds.
So you could set the alarm, for 9:30, what we are now, 9:38, if you can download it in that time, or 9, let's do it for 9:45. Have a listen to what you get.
I'm so jealous of their lighting. Look at it.
We've got two lights. But I was just saying, Dom, literally before you came on, I'm having real trouble with my computer and I deleted all of the settings. I mean, it's installing now. We're going to listen to it. I've deleted all of the settings that I need to do this, what we laughingly call a show. And so I have to rebuild everything.
Isn't it great, though? Don't you feel like it's a great sense of relief that you have no one watching over you, governing what
or watching us.
Yeah.
No producer.
No.
Isn't it nice?
It is nice. I kind of think, and I'm, of course I'd say this now, I kind of think it's the future, particularly with when lockdown happened. So many people, like Richard Herring and Josie Long, kind of traditional performers who perhaps would, be in a live environment more, have come over to Twitch, Bill Alzafar and Limmy, and they're doing Twitch and they have complete control. Now, you can either do it straight and you can play video games, or you can do a kind of straight talking to the camera, or you can do a phoning show,
yeah.
or you can create this ridiculous, stupid world like Bill Al has, where he's a football manager. And the possibilities are kind of endless. And stuff that 20 years ago, 10 years ago, you could only do in a studio,
yeah.
you can do at home with your computer with a microphone and a green screen. We haven't got the green screen, isn't up, but this is actually my house. But with a green screen, you can do it all.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah,
you can do anything you want from that now, really, can't you?
Yeah. Let's face it, for us two, the great unemployed, it's the only way we're going to get onto any kind of broadcast platform.
Well, now,
control ourselves. We've been fired from everywhere else.
This
is all sounding very familiar.
Well, broadcasting geniuses call from everywhere.
Why don't they ever understand us?
The alarm
I'm still
is...
convinced we're all right and they're all wrong. So.
Well, this is the thing. I get so many people who go... Why don't you go back on TV? You should go back on Channel 4, get the 11 o'clock show going.
It's just a matter of ringing up, right? Yeah. And saying you're ready.
And you must get the same thing. You guys should be on telly. You guys get back on telly. Of course, it doesn't work like that, does it?
No. Not really. Oh, well.
And I don't want to dwell too much, but is it? Are you just not in favour at the moment? Is it that you're kind of being overlooked?
Well, it's one of those funny things. We're kind of at a funny midway stage between... having had our big kind of moment, which was in the kind of 2005 to 2010, around that kind of period, to kind of then having later on, you kind of get that legend status.
Yeah.
Oh, legend. And we're kind of floating in that middle bit, and we might decide to give it all up before we reach that bit. I don't think I can be bothered to wait.
Is the moving on to, and also being a legend doesn't pay. Oh, we've gone out of focus.
Wow. That's right. Mine can't go out of focus.
I'm impressed that we've gone out of focus. That's actually not a good
thing. It shows the camera's getting bored.
But being a legend doesn't pay the bills. Yep. You can't feed the kids and pay the mortgage with that. But it is, I think there is, particularly with someone like you two, there is an inevitability that in a couple of years' time, the wheel kind of turns again and you sort of become fashionable again. That's not quite the right word, but you have another turn that's coming. It's just whether you want to get there.
All it takes is one person. One person can change everything. You know, you look at like Mel and Sue, that's a perfect example, right?
Yeah.
They were massive in around the same time, like late 90s, early 2000s, right? Mm. They were on Rise, the second part of Rise, weren't they?
Yeah, they did, yeah.
And then kind of disappeared. I can remember talking to Sue Perkins about this. She said it was like sitting on a bus, that she was at the front of the bus, and then you spent the next few years changing seat position, going back a bit, forward a bit. And then she said it took one person to go, let's put Mel and Sue on Bake Off, whack, straight to the front of the bus again.
Well, that's what we've realised, isn't it, Dom, over the years? It's not about a TV company. It's not really about the public as such. It is literally down to one person can change your whole life, you know?
Yeah.
If they become the boss at the right place at the right time and they like you and they're fans of you, next minute you're back on screen, you're doing the do, you know?
And that's almost inevitable with you, because there will be someone in 5 years' time who grew up watching you, who's in a position of power. At the BBC, who has an affection and a fondness.
Yeah,
I'm starting to find that with a few gigs coming in at the moment, actually. You know, they're about 22 years old and they're like, wow, we used to watch you when we were kids, so here's a job.
That happened with KFC. So I was at, we talked about service stations before. Which one was it? I think it's the Oxford service stations.
We'll explain why we talked about the service stations in a minute.
Yeah, there was
a reason for it.
Pretty Fountains. Anyway, I walked in there and I got what was new that day, the vegan burger, right, from KFC.
Yeah.
And I tweeted or Insta'd a story. Straight back was a massive fan from when he was growing up, who's running this social media. And then before you know it, we're doing a big campaign for KFC, nicely paid.
Wow.
So you're right. It is going to be just someone who grew up watching us that was a fan.
This was what happened with you with Twitch, though, wasn't it? Someone tweeted about you and Twitch saw it.
Well, Jeremy Vine tweeted. And
which is always helpful.
And Twitch. And you need to get Jeremy Vine to tweet about you. That will do it.
Well, he followed us the other day.
Jeremy Vine.
Yeah.
Still got a ping up saying, Jeremy Vine has followed you. Thanks,
beautiful.
Jeremy.
The reason we were talking about service stations is because I was thrilled, genuinely thrilled, to be a guest, the first guest, I will have you know, on your podcast. And here's what I love about it, right? It's really silly. Me and Catherine, we firmly believe there's not enough silliness in the world, particularly with Brexit. And then with the COVIDs, there's not enough silliness in the world. And coming on your show and watching you two and Comedy Dave doing your stuff, it was a joy.
Yeah.
Just silliness.
Yeah, because people think that everyone needs to be shouty, arguey, furious about stuff all the time. And actually, God, you just want to switch off.
We're not just saying this as well, though, Ian. We, you know, we panned a few names around and stuff, and we both agreed that you should be our first guest because you are a master at the debating area.
We were debating about what's the best service station.
All right.
We were debating one of these idiots put forward the idea that we don't need cheese or something.
So it is an angry debate.
It did get quite nasty at that point. Yes, someone was angry.
It's supposed to be just a bit of light-hearted fun, you know, because as you were saying, it's all getting too serious. We need to bring some silliness back into the world. So we came up with this idea during lockdown, actually, called the Dick and Dom debate. But we don't debate politics. We don't do any Brexit or any US politics. No, we just do things that really matter, like what is your favourite service station? What's your favourite crisps? Do we like cheese? Camping? Is it worth it? Things that really matter in life.
It's about time someone tackled those.
Oh, it's a great idea. And they have people phoning in as well. And they have polls running on Twitter. And it was so silly. And it was so lovely just being in an environment where there was no meanness. Mm. There was no snark. It was just silly fun.
Shut up! My dog. Shut up! The best thing about his dog is, right, and he's still doing it to this day, is that
shut up.
He tells it to shut up, and it never shuts up.
It doesn't understand the word shut up.
Energy. I'm telling it to shut up when it doesn't shut up.
Is it an actual real dog? I'm expecting a puppet to come in or something at some point.
No, it's an actual real dog. She's called Pickle, and she's a long-haired Jack Russell. She's an idiot.
Charming, isn't it?
You haven't quite got a date for the podcast yet, is that right?
Not yet, no. No, we haven't. But
you know, when you're trying to get guests on kind of live or whatever, or on podcasts or whatever, dates here, there and everywhere, we were trying to release at the beginning.
Hang on. Something's happening.
Yes?
Hello. Welcome to today. It's right there waiting for you to grab it by the balls.
Ooh.
You need a can-do attitude today. That's what you need. So get up, head to the toilet, open the window, and begin the most spectacular poo of your life. Raising both arms higher and higher until, with a massive kaplunk splat, you cry, "Oi! I'm a massive winner!" To everyone in your house, and indeed the street, everyone will love you forever.
There you are. That's a new way to wake up for
me. Oh, that's lovely.
Dom's face.
I think because you recorded about 200 of those, and that had to be the one that came out, didn't it?
I'm going to love that. Did you ever try and break away from kids' TV?
Well, we did Radio 1, and that was brilliant. We did that for about 2 years.
Oh, okay.
And we did.
That was really, really good fun.
We did a game show called Are You Smarter Than 10-Year-Old?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, of course you did.
Yeah, we shared the bill with little Noli Edmonds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did that go?
It was fine. It was a good show. We were doing a game show where we were like in suits, walking onto a studio with a big audience. You know, it was a proper high-end American format that had been bought out by Sky, and 2-4 Productions were making it. And it was our first kind of little foray onto a proper LE studio floor. And we were churning out. It was like a sausage factory. We were churning out what, 3 or 4 shows a day,
right? Hard work.
So it was pretty hard work. It really was hard work.
But yeah, I mean, as anyone knows that's been in kids' TV, to break out, properly break out, and never be remembered for that anymore is a huge task. I mean, Ant and Dec have done it amazingly well, as have people like Zoe Ball, you know, Philip Schofield. But it takes a long time. You know, we were with Philip Schofield's agent for a while, and they were telling us that Philip was actually out of work for many years after kids' TV, and he couldn't get a job anywhere, even at a local radio station back in his hometown of Cornwall. He just couldn't get a job because no one could take him seriously that he was out of kids' TV. But what was it, Joseph, Dom, that changed everything? So someone gave him the gig doing Joseph. Do you remember when he went into the West End doing Joseph? And that kind of changed everyone's perception of him. So
it was a bit of that. I think he kind of went off the radar slightly after that as well. It was actually when he was brought in to Depp on This Morning with Sarah Green, I think it was.
Wow.
And he went back on there his black hair days. And I think the nation just went, oh my God, we remembered how much we love watching your TV. And it just suddenly kicked off again. But if you look at all the people that Rich mentioned that have broken out of kids' TV, all of them have done some kind of Saturday or Sunday morning TV. And usually that's the point where they then transfer over. And it only usually happens with ITV presenters.
Right.
A lot of the time, the people who start off BBC Saturday morning end up on ITV.
Yeah.
Very rarely do people who do BBC Saturday morning end up on the BBC. Mm. It's a really weird, you would have thought a natural progression would be to keep going at the BBC.
Yeah.
But it hasn't traditionally worked like that.
No, it doesn't work like that, does it?
Annoying me.
Dom, you hinted then, and when we did the podcast, you kind of joked about it, about maybe jacking it all in. Is that a serious prospect?
No, we can't do that. It's similar to you, Ian. I know that you have your moments where you just think, do you know what? I just can't do this anymore because it's quite a brutal industry.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it looks glittery and beautiful and sparkly and fantastic, but it's quite brutal inside. And if you can't take rejection, it's definitely not the industry for you to try and go in, because you get rejection for pretty much every day, would you say?
Yeah.
Every day, whether it be an idea, being chosen as a presenter, a concept, just there's a lot of negativity involved. So you do get your days where you think, I could just leave all of this now and do a proper job.
Mm-hmm. The problem is,
you do things like this and you love it, and it makes you feel good. It kicks in the endorphins and the adrenaline, and it makes you feel good. And that's what, it's like the golden carrot, isn't it, in front of you? It just makes you want to carry on doing it.
Yeah,
yeah, there are lots of good points to the job as well. That is the thing. There are lots of, you know, really high points you get as well. That's the problem. It's either highs or lows, isn't it? It's never kind of just balanced in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, watching from the sidelines, what seems particularly cruel about this kind of business is that there is a limited amount to what you can do. It's not like you deserve it. You can't work your way up. You're either in favour or you're out, and you're in someone's mind and you're not. And so it's very disheartening. I've seen you... Ooh. You know.
Well, I'm starting a college course next week. I'm retraining to be.
Are you definitely doing it?
Definitely doing it, man. I've signed up. Next week. I've got a 2-year diploma, and then see, because who even knows what this world is going to look like in 2 years? You know, the whole landscape is shifting. So who knows? But I imagine the two careers will go in parallel. The dream was kind of to drop all of this completely, but I suspect that counselling will go along with this for a couple of years and see what happens. But
you're going to be the new This Morning counsellor.
Dr. Raj Persaud. Yes, that's right. That's how old I am. My first reaction is Raj Persaud.
Tell you what, though, I don't know.
Okay.
But we're laughing, but it could happen.
I think it will, because we've got a friend, haven't we, Dom? Do you know, there's a girl called Anna Williamson who's on Celebs Go Dating.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, well, she was a presenter on the Disney Channel many years ago when we were doing TV. And then she went away and trained as a psychologist, Dom, or something?
Well, she wrote loads of books about anxiety.
That's right. But she went back to uni to train as, and now she's kind of does that on telly.
Yeah. You know,
you're right. The two things can go hand in hand. So the great thing about that is you get to do your new job. You get to throw yourself in and get really passionate about it. Yet you get to dabble in the shallows of what you did before obsessively. But you can kind of pick and choose that. In fact, a mate of ours, Steve Wilson, who did kids TV with us, but also did the last series, I think, of Live and Kicking with Emma Leddon.
Right.
And after a while, he'd finished doing that and he's just kind of had enough. And he just thought, I'm not going to do it anymore. So he left, went back down to Devon where, you know, to live with his mum and dad and his wife as well, Lucy. But then This Morning, when he gave it all up, This Morning then phoned up and said, we'd like you to do all the gadgets every week on This Morning. So he's now set up his amazing company. Him and his wife set up a great company called, From Lucy or something like that. But anyway, he does that. That's his job, right?
Wow.
With Lucy. But then he gets to go on a train, go up into London and do This Morning. And he's really happy because he can just take it or leave it.
Yeah. Well, and also he's got something that he has complete control over. He's developing it himself. He's not at the whim of anyone else.
Yeah, but the problem is...
When you do get your college degree of counselling, we'll just let us know your number again and we'll... sessions.
God, we'll be your first patients.
Have you two done the jungle?
No.
Would
we've
you?
Asked. but they don't. They don't want us.
What?
No, I would have thought you'd have been perfect.
We have tried. We have tried year in year out for the last how many, Dom? I don't know, 10 years to get on either Strictly or The Jungle, and we can't get on either. So we've given up now.
Oh, you were very kind.
We made a pact actually. Rich said to me, "Look, mate, we've got this. Has got to stop because we got offered the first ever series of Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah,
and that we didn't know what it was. They took us into the office. This is when the bungalow was at high, and we were really young and arrogant. And drunk, and yes. And you remember those days
vaguely.
And well, yeah, we don't remember those days at all. But we went in there. They said we'd like you to take part in this new show called Strictly Come Dancing, hosted by Brucey on a Saturday night. And we were like, well, that's never going to work, is it? No thanks. So we turned it down. But then since then, because especially I'm from a performance background, kind of like a stage performance background, I would do anything to be on it. But yeah. I've missed my boat, so it's not going to happen. So we're not going to knock on the door anymore.
You guys were very, very kind about me when I was in The Jungle. I found it afterwards, obviously. I didn't know when I was in there, but you both said some very, very nice things about me on Twitter and very supportive. So thank you.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
You know, I've always wondered if people who are on Big Brother or in The Jungle, when they finish, come back and scroll their names throughout every single message to find out what
I sat as soon as I got into the hotel room. I the first thing I did was I phoned up my kids and I phoned up my agent and I phoned up Catherine. And then I just ordered room service, big pot of coffee, and I scrolled through. Well, I scrolled through some of the tweets and then I just looked for the blue ticks.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you hit the verify button?
Yes, so
you
could see,
see what celebrities. Interestingly, Ian, did anyone not say anything nice?
Catherine was quite rude about me, I thought. I was a pussy and a snowflake and I needed to man up.
But they weren't the blue ticks, were they?
No, they weren't the blue ticks. No, no. Oh, no, there was a guy that had been a debt collector on Can't Pay, Take It Away.
All right. Known for their compassion.
But that, I thought that was so lovely. So, and I, you guys would just be, you'd have a blast on something like The Jungle, and it seems...
Oh, it'd be great. Well,
the problem is, and this is what quite interesting to find out from you, actually. Do you not have to be mentally made of titanium to even contemplate doing something like that? Because you know the way things can be edited. You know the way, if you're having a bad day, right, of which all of us probably do, right? Yeah. You've got no choice. You are then having a bad day on television.
I bit my tongue.
One of the biggest shows on television.
Here's the thing. I this is why you would do well in it, because you've worked in television studios. You know what a television studio is. So as soon as I went in there,
you were at work, weren't you?
I was at work. I was being paid a lot of money to put on a show. And I went and found where every single camera was, so I knew every single camera angle. And
you knew the cameraman's name. I did. Like Dave, Paul, Bruce.
And as soon as someone like Dennis Wise stood up to get aggressive with me, now I would probably normally stand up and tell him to F off, but I knew, I thought, well, this is going to be great. So he stood up to point and shout at me, so I kind of leant back, knowing that this was going to be 30 seconds that was going to be on the TV. And you'd have that mentality, having spent years in a TV studio. You know, of course you have moments where you relax a little bit, let go, but you know the gig. A lot of those people don't.
You mean you're on guard, right? So even like now, we're chatting, right? But we are all, we know what's going on.
Yeah.
It's been broadcast live. Completely. So you just know, and you're, it's different from being in the pub, whereas a lot of people enter the jungle, think they're in the pub.
Completely.
And they just talk about anything.
Well, that's it. They'll go on, and in the pre-show, like the preamble stuff, they'll say, "I'm just going to go on and be myself." It's like, well, be careful, because it doesn't always pay.
And they were being boring. I was being paid tens of thousands of pounds. I was getting the least amount of money out of all of them. I found out later. Yes, tens. But even then, I was still. It came out that Kez, the politician, had been paid £70,000, right? Because she had to declare it. And I phoned up Shappy, and I went, "My God, Shappy, she got paid so much money." And Shappy went, "Do you think so? Mine was a lot more than that."
Wow.
Jeez. But I was being paid to put on a show, so I was working for 3 weeks. That's how I... I wasn't.
But
a
you got to work off the
journey.
Back of it. You probably made up the rest, didn't you?
Yeah.
But I mean, it is the crazy... You know how we were saying there's good and bad about this job, but that is an amazing thing. You know, we do get paid silly money for doing silly things.
But the reason I think...
When you're saying tens of thousands of pounds for going into the jungle, people don't earn that a year.
Yeah. No, exactly. But the reason we get paid that is for the 6 months, a year, 2 years where we're not working.
You know,
and it has to kind of be... So, yes, I'm aware that it was a privilege and it was the biggest TV show in the world. And my God, you know, it was part of the deposit on this house. But then you might not work for 2-3 years. And that's
or ever again in some cases.
It's funny, isn't it? A lot of people think you get suddenly your life is changed and you become... There are some people that go in there. We've heard what happens to some people, the amount of deals they get off the back of the jungle, and they become millionaires in the space of 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they're doing so many endorsement campaigns. But for average celebrities, you kind of go in, you're absolutely everywhere. I mean, everywhere for the next, 2 months? And then suddenly... Life back to normal.
Yeah, and having watched it, I could see that they got the younger ones pegged for other stuff, and there was a certain amount of...
This is why I've got an issue with things like Love Island. Listen, I love looking at, you know, hungry bums and buff guys. I love it. But I went in there, when I came out, I was terrified. You know, the psychological care you get before and after is awful. And I was terrified by and dazzled by the amount of stardom. You know, suddenly you come out, I'm more famous than I've ever been. 10-year-olds are coming up asking for selfies for 4 months. And then after 4 months, it stopped. But you imagine some 22-year-old kid who's never been on TV, goes on Love Island, comes out, and they are a huge star
for
3-4 months.
And everyone's telling them that they're the best thing ever.
And then it stops.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, who are you? What am I? The money from the PAs stops. You got a big tax bill that you weren't expecting.
Well, the next series comes on and you're old news.
You're nothing again. Yeah.
Well, you know, and as we know, I mean, one of the guys that sometimes drives us to various gigs and stuff, he looks after a lot of those Love Island guys. And he says, some of them are traumatized by the experience because, they come out, they've got all this money, 2 months later, nothing. And then they literally don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Maybe Love Island is who you guys should be calling. Perhaps you've been ringing the wrong production office.
I want to see Normal Love Island.
Oh, Normal Love.
That's great.
Insects.
Normal Love Island.
That's what I want.
Great.
Come on. You know, we don't want to see this sort of aspirational stuff. I want to see normal blokes.
You know what? That would
drink
your
beer.
Idea, Ian. You should sell that in.
I would watch that. Are you two all right? Are you okay with the lockdown and the COVID and everything? Are you okay?
Fine. Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously. There's far worse things being happening.
Enjoy.
Well, there you go. There's far
worse. Hang on a minute.
Drinking red wine. But yeah, yeah. Obviously, it was a bit weird because, you know, we in January, was it, Dom? We got our diary and it was full for the year. We went, 2020, this is it. Come on, this is the big one.
Yeah. It's going to be our biggest year for a long time.
Years, yeah. You know, just various gigs. The whole diary was full. And then by kind of the end of March, early April, everything was removed. So we just had a blank diary. It was just like, well, now what? You know, what do we do?
I managed to do a house move during the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
So we literally, we had to move into rented between selling my house and moving to this one because just the timing was all wrong. So I was in there and then suddenly lockdown was brewing and my mortgage advisor was going, we've got to get this all wrapped up now. So I had the removal guys all booked, everything sorted out, had the builders booked, so I had to do a little bit of building before we could move in and get the carpets down and start, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And suddenly they went, lockdown, deal with it. So my removal company cancelled, completely cancelled. All the builders cancelled, everyone cancelled everything. And I said to the landlord, can I stay? Because it's I can't get into the house. And he said, absolutely not. We've got someone else coming in.
Oh my God.
So I was like, well, what am I supposed to do? But luckily, I managed to find a bloke with a Luton van. We did about 15 trips. And socially distanced ourselves. And
but
got
now the room you actually see Dom in is just him living on his own in a little studio flat.
Oh, Dom.
There's a little kitchenette in the corner.
Sound effects of a dog. There's not, I've really got a dog. That's not my kid's rug down there. I haven't got kids.
Right.
I just looked at your room, Dom, and it actually does look like a crappy little studio flat.
Whoa! Oh, shots fired!
Bloody hell!
Please don't.
This is the west wing of my new house, actually. This is the room we just don't need that I put my computer in.
This is the actual breakup of Richard and Dominic is happening here.
Ask
wow.
me about the end, it's happening.
Right, listen.
You know, that's an interesting thing, actually. I don't know about you two, but we don't ever argue anymore. We just cannot be arsed.
Oh, we had a doozy last week.
Yeah, we did.
Because you were a dick. You were wrong. Don't, right. Now,
what about, come on, what was it?
Catherine was wrong about something and, but she...
If you tell us, will it restart the argument?
Yes.
Okay.
Catherine, what were you wrong about?
Well, I don't remember that version of events.
What were you right about?
We're not going to get him, Dom.
Oh, look, it's actually ignited the embers, hasn't it?
Well, let's debate.
Oh, my God.
Let's debate.
Don't take the top off. Come on, let's do this.
Right. The app is Wake Up With Dick and Dom, and it's very, very silly. I'll show you it in a minute.
It's brilliant. It encourages you to have a massive poo and all sorts.
It was number one in the entertainment charts in the UK straight overnight.
Woo!
Shut up, really?
Wait, don't undersell it.
No, sell it. And what is... You don't have a date for the podcast yet. I'll tweet it when it comes out because I'm in it. But what is it called?
It should be the end of September, early October, I think. It's called The Dick and Dom Debate.
Beautiful. And it's Dick and Dom on Twitter, if you want to go and have a little look there. I love you two so much. Honestly, I think you're so brilliant. And it was such a thrill being on that Zoom call and watching you work. You know, it's a joy seeing, you know, people that are really funny and really good and know each other. You know, having worked together for 20 years or whatever it is. It's just joy. It was magic to watch. So he got straight
on the phone to me and he was glowing about it. It was like, you just watch them and it's like,
well,
you know.
It was great because we with that project, we said it's only going to work if the guests that we have are people that genuinely make us piss laughing. So we that's what we got. You were literally our number one.
Oh, thank you, man.
As a broadcaster, you feel safe in your hands. And to be honest, we actually stepped back a bit and we let you go because we had callers and we knew that that is your absolute, you know, your number one thing that you do. We just let you go. And it was so lovely. So that...
You said Dave Vitti.
Sterling, who we've known for years.
Like that. Woo! On any of the other episodes.
Good. Good. And you've had Sarah Cox on, haven't you? They didn't clap for Sarah Cox.
Oh, wow.
We've got Coxie coming up.
I love her.
Do you know what? She's one of those other ones where you just go on her radio shows or her TV shows And she just literally makes you howl laughing. I don't think she understands how funny she actually is as well.
First time I met her, I just started doing the 11 o'clock show and I was at a showbiz, my first showbiz party. Mm-hmm. And Sarah Cox comes over and starts talking to me. And I'm thinking, bloody hell, it's Sarah Cox. And beautiful and funny and clever. And she's chatting to me and I said, yeah, that's great. My girlfriend's in the toilet. She went, I'm not chatting you up, you silly sod. So I was gutted.
He was.
without kissing each other's asses, though, and thanks for the lovely comments from you, Ian, but there aren't many, you know, there's only a handful, isn't there, Dom, of broadcasters we really kind of admire. And you are one of them, Ian. Because,
and
you know,
Catherine isn't. Brilliant. Thank you very much.
God.
Indeed, perfect.
Do you know why that is? It's because... we are all, and I know you've had Bob Mortimer on here as well.
Yeah. You've had
Bob. Okay, so there's not many risk takers anymore. Yeah. And risk takers are so out of favour. I talked about this earlier on when I talked about, you know, I joked about, you know, people not wanting what we kind of do or did. It's because we are unpredictable and you are unpredictable. And people in positions of power get absolutely terrified these days of people like us saying the wrong thing. Look, we're all professional broadcasters. We know exactly where the line is.
Yeah.
But if we all just carried on broadcasting and stopped a meter away from the line, what's the point?
I want to lick the line.
Not to have TV entertainment where you're worried about what they're going to come out with.
Yeah. And that, you know, it's absolutely right. We have never had an Ofcom between us upheld. Never had an Ofcom upheld.
Never.
Because we know what the line is. We make it sound like we're dangerous, but we're totally not. I had a boss when I was at BBC WM. She said, your show scares me because I don't know what you're going to do. And I said, that should excite you.
Yeah, but they want everything written down, don't they?
That should excite you.
Do you know, I listened to your show on BBC WM. And because I remember I called in, didn't I? And I bottled it and I left.
Oh, God, yes, you did. Yes.
Because you had a caller on and they were talking about hitting children is OK.
Yeah.
You beautifully did the segue. You went, do you think hitting children OK? Well, let's find out from. And I went, oh, my God. And I just put the phone down and I'm so sorry.
Because he agrees with hitting children. Yeah. That's the thing. He agrees with it. And he didn't want his views to be known.
Yeah, no, they were in my paranoid days. I'm over it now.
Well, we thought we knew what we were doing as broadcasters, and you've not had any Ofcom upheld. We've had, how many we have done? Three?
No! What have you... Go on, give us one. What have you had an Ofcom for?
We had the T-shirt episode on Bungalow.
Morning Wood
T-shirt.
I remember that. It was a great T-shirt.
Their name, obviously. What was the other one? We had the girl that threw up into a bucket. Was that one, Dom?
That was on a program show we did called Hoopla, which lasted one series and then got taken away because they got some Ofcom complaints, which was terrible. You've basically Rich dressed up as Gypsy Rose, I think her name was, rag, and force-fed this girl wet chips in a liquidizer.
Those were the days.
People just don't want this anymore. Why?
Old-fashioned variety.
I know, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Dick and Dom.
Wet chips in a liquidizer.
And a light gag reflex.
Dear God. On that bombshell... It's so lovely to see you. You're welcome to come on anytime you want, and we've kept you much longer than I said we would, but thank you so much, boys.
Do you know what would have been nicer is if you two had done it and we two had been together doing it as well.
But we know you don't really get on in real life, so I thought we were mentioning that.
What's your plans for this in the future? Are you going to have people on with you in the future, or are you always going to do it like
when
this?
It gets safe? Yeah, when it gets safe, we might get a little audience together. We want people to kind of come in and stuff. So yeah, when it's,
we might go out.
We might go. We're going to do it from people's houses. That's the thing, because you just need a laptop and stuff. But not until there's a vaccine. Not until there's a vaccine. I'm going nowhere till there's a vaccine.
Really?
Yeah.
You've been a good boy.
Being a very good boy. It scares me, man. It scares me. I've started washing my hands regularly again. I sort of let that slip for a little while. And when the boys came, I got my kids here tonight, and I said, boys, we're going to start washing our hands every time we come in. And that are numbers on the rise.
They're going to come over and watch Disney movies and play Scrabble. Washing hands.
Hand wash time again.
Hand wash time, boys.
Come round ours next time we're together, Ian. We'll liquidise you some chips.
Oh, God. Hello, Wood. It's nice to see you, chaps. best luck with the podcast both. And let us know if we can help in any way whatsoever, because we love you so much.
Cheers. Oh, God bless you. Well, let's do something ridiculous together again. Brilliant. Sometime.
All right.
Be lovely.
See you later on, guys. Take care.
Bye, bye,
bye.
Bye, 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 bye. Let me, there we go. Aren't they delightful? Well, that was...
I'm glad Dom got the memo about stripy tops. No one else fulfilled their brief.
Well, that was 40 minutes and I said it would be 20.
Oh, they're so lovely.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
They've got more Ofcoms than we have. Flipping heck!
I mean, the chip thing.
Flipping heck! Those naughty boys! Right. If you've not subscribed... Subscribe now. You owe us for that.
You
do. You owe us for that. That was 40, that was the best 40 minutes I think I've been involved in years in broadcasting. How lovely. And no, none of it, guess what? None of us said the word bogeys. Even though you're all shouting it in there, not one of us said it.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.